What's up, everybody? You know what it is. It's your boy Lim here, and it is none other than the X on the Beach premiere episode on MTV. We are super excited. Number one, we got two, not one, but two guests here, and we're going to talk to them, break down the entire episode. We got X's coming in on this show. There's a lot to talk about. All I got to say is we're really excited about this show. Let's go. Let's get it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, back on Monday, folk rock Friday. This is sweet.
Where's our lights at? Anthony, give us our lights. Hey.
It's a snack. He said it's the entree. With the pretty ass twins.
Yeah.
Money back, money back, money back.
Money back, money back, money back. Man, let me tell y'all, I'm super excited, super turned up about this season of X on the Beach. I'm so glad they brought it to the U.S. First of all, it's your boy Lim Gonzalez here. Super excited to be here. We've been covering AYTO for the last several seasons, and I'm so glad that they brought X on the Beach here. But you know, I'm not here by myself. I got my goons with me. Right next to me, I'm so glad that we're united. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Melody Rose.
Yes, I'm so excited they brought this. You know, I've been talking about this for a long time.
Yes, you have. Because you've been watching the UK version.
Yes, messy.
Yes, super
really?
Messy.
Oh, shit.
Super messy. And of course, my A1 since day one. Hey, you know him, the Filipino king himself, Mr. Nino Lanero. What's up?
Yo, what's good? It's so good to be back after a couple months here at AfterBuzz TV. And to come back to X on the Beach, something we talked about at AYTO when
yes.
we were still on for that.
Yes.
And now the mess, the tea is about to be spilled. I'm so excited. I'm ready to get it, Lim.
Yeah, I'm ready too. Let's get into these guests. It's guest time. It's guest time. It's guest time. Ladies and gentlemen, our first guest here, you might know her from Bad Girls Club, but she's also on X on the Beach, and she's looking pretty fine. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all give it up for Angela.
Yay.
Yeah. What's up, Angela? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm super good.
Oh, she's
super good.
I'm ready to go.
She's ready. Ladies and gentlemen, you might know our next guest from AYTO Season 5. She also made a guest appearance on Season 6. Mm-hmm. You know, she just wants to be on your TV screen, giving you all that goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Taylor in the house.
Having flashbacks to that guest appearance.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Calm down now.
Yeah.
You know.
That was pretty epic.
That was a lot
yeah,
of editing.
That was pretty epic. That was pretty epic. How you doing, Taylor?
I thought it was a lot of me getting paid.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm good.
You good?
I'm good yeah.
You good?
Yeah.
So, how do we feel overall thoughts on this episode?
What do you think? Because you watched the UK version.
Yeah,
totally
I feel like it has
this.
A lot to live up to. It's not quite there yet.
Mm-hmm.
They're giving us too much too soon.
You think so?
Yes. Like all the X's at once, I feel like they need to chill out.
Uh-huh.
So we can look forward.
There was like 24 X's.
Yeah, yeah. And then they bring everyone to the beach. Or that first moment when everyone was at the beach and then they brought the X's out. So you guys were like hashing it out in front of everyone. I was like...
It was quick.
Awkward, but quick, yeah. Mm. So I have high hopes, though. I do.
Okay. Ladies, I'm going to defer to you real quick. So obviously you live this, right?
Unfortunately.
You were there. Right? Oh, unfortunately. So speaking of unfortunately, why do you say unfortunately? How do you feel about that? Do you have regrets?
Well, my ex was the first to come out of the water.
Right.
So off the bat, I was having a bad vacation.
Okay.
Yeah, so he ruined my entire time in Hawaii. But I had no idea that he was coming. And I think that's the one thing that people get confused, that we had an idea that they were coming. Mm-hmm. We had no idea.
No clue.
So when he pulled up, I was like, I was literally sitting on Tarai's lap. Like, it was
I
an issue
that.
At that point.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when he pulled up, I was like, okay, so this is it. This is it. Like, it's over for me.
So you guys were thinking this was going to be like an all-star cast of people trying to find love from different reality shows or whatnot. It was going to be like a cool little thing. Then all of a sudden, it's like, boom, your ex is coming.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
And they didn't give you like any time. Like, I thought like you were going to get like a week of time to kind of kick it, you know, feel yourself out, feel your
day.
Other people.
Oh, it was one day.
Night, it was
like
one
not
day.
Even a full day.
Not even a full 24
the
hours.
First ex came, yeah.
First ex came.
Hers was the first that came, too.
And yours was the first that
Mine
came.
Mine was the first.
Yeah.
Francisco.
How did you feel when you saw Derek? Shout out to Derek.
Like, well, yeah, no, no, we're not shouting him out. Whoa! All shade. I'm not even going to say no shade. Yeah, I felt sick to my stomach. I wanted him to dive back into that water, and he didn't, unfortunately, and he tormented me the entire time. So.
Wow. Yeah, but can we talk about how they came out of the water, though? Yeah. Like, they were holding their breath for, like, the shot, and all of a sudden they came out.
They were drowning before
like,
they even
came
out. I'm here. Mike can stay drowned. Okay. It was a good
time. When we were watching this, I was like, this is mad awkward. Like, the way everybody came out of the water, because I'm like, how did they, like, I'm figuring, like, they had to do it like several times. Like, I'm assuming.
So they probably came out from the side. You didn't see
them. Yeah, I'm saying, like, you act like they made it seem like they were underwater. And then it just popped up, like, oh, I'm here.
The exes don't know how to hold your breath. Don't hold your breath.
Yeah, exactly. So we see your ex first. We do see some other exes. We see Skylar and we see Lexi's ex. And I'm going to go down the list of all the people just so we can know who the players are. So, of course, we got Angela from Bad Girls Club. We got Torai, who was a fitness guy. And we got Faith from Vanderpump Rules. We got Corey, who's from The Challenge and MTV's Real World. We have Chase, who was on The Bachelorette. We have Jasmine, who was on The Bachelor. Shout out to Taylor from Are You the One. We got Polly from Big Brother, Victoria, fashion influencer. And we got, I don't know why I did the air quotes. Yeah. I just feel like I need to say, like, what is a fashion influencer? I feel like that's a made up name. Like, anyway.
She's a stylist. Yeah, she's great.
There you go. And you got Chris, who's an international DJ. Again, more quotes. Again, I don't know why I can't go there. That's an air
Mick
quote.
Mick is an air quote. Chris is an air quote.
Yeah, okay. I see you don't like Chris.
No, actually, I love Chris. So, love Chris. Do.
I want to sign
that just happened right.
He's like my little brother, okay?
Yeah.
A little
so I want to go back to you, Angela, because yeah, you know we talk about your ex coming out, and prior to we seeing your ex, of course, we see you with Mr. Torai, and you were actually on his lap when your ex came. But you guys were feeling each other pretty quickly. Was it like love at first sight situation, or was it like, you know, I like this guy because he has a good mind? Like, what's going
good
on?
Good mind.
That's the question of the year right now. Like, love or lust at first sight?
Yeah.
I don't know at this point. I just walked into the house. I saw a nice chocolate man that I wanted to get my hands on, and I did just that. Okay.
Okay.
And we had an instant connection, and I can't deny that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did Taylor, you saw this unfolding. Did you see the instant connection between them?
I mean, by the time I walked in, they were already dating. Oh. So, and really? That was like 5 minutes together, later. Like,
wow.
They were in a relationship. Yeah. So
already. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
You know how things go in these houses.
I know.
They're so quick. Just like AYT, I was so quick, like on the first
Everything's
day.
Quick.
It's you like a dog year.
Every day right. feels like
dog,
a week.
Yeah. Yeah.
This but this was there. Like instant, though. It seemed instant. Like you walked in the house and it was like, hey, I like you and you're amazing. Yeah. And what's,
like I
let's
said, they were dating when I came in and I came in 5 minutes later. So.
Y'all don't know, but I'll just put this spoiler out. We have actually Torai in the studio. He's just hiding. But we wanted to save him for another episode, so he's gonna come on and say his piece, but he is here in the building.
Hi,
so it's a little that is a Torai. Anyway, but I mean it did seem instantaneous, and of course, you know, he's a good looking guy. You come in and you guys are all good looking, and I feel like MTV has a really good formula for how
most
they do
of them
this.
Are good
oh,
looking.
They do. Be-
well, okay.
But we're gonna save that later.
We're gonna save that. Ooh, wait, I wanna say it now. Like what who's not good looking?
Really?
She's still, I'm asking.
She's marinating on her thoughts.
I feel like all the women. I feel like all the women were. Wow. Okay.
No, I'm not. I was talking about one of the guys.
Oh, which guy?
I don't know his name.
Was it the international DJ?
Yes.
Chris.
Yes.
Chris.
He's not that great looking.
He's not that great looking to you.
He probably has a great personality.
Okay.
So, right?
Okay. That's her little brother.
He's not my brother.
Okay. Well, we'll say most of the people are good looking. But we also know that there's alcohol involved, and you guys were...
I have something to say.
Yeah, please expound. Please, Taylor.
Before we went in that house, we were stuck in vans for 6 hours drinking.
In
with
vans.
Alcohol.
Jack Daniels.
They be playing, in vans. You guys.
By ourselves.
By
like,
yourselves.
Like, I was blindfolded.
I was blindfolded.
Yeah, we were all blindfolded. And I'm drinking the whole time. And so when I walked in, I was blacked out. I don't remember anybody.
Wow.
I'm just kidding. I do.
She's like, I remember one person.
I'm exaggerating, but...
I remember just one person. So
but no,
you guys
we were
are
drinking.
You're
for
saying
like
you're pretty
hours.
Lit before you get in there.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And then the whole rest of the time that they're there at the house.
Of course. Right. The liquor just keeps
okay.
on coming.
Okay.
Unlimited. It's MTV.
I wonder what MTV's alcohol budget looks like. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, when you go through like 10 bottles in a day, it's got to be a lot.
It's got to be a lot. But it makes for good TV. Angela, I want to go back to you because you and Mr. Torai's situation. So there was a scene when you guys kind of went upstairs.
Oh, yes. And
can you expound on the upstairs situation?
Look, we just wanted a little bit of alone time.
Okay.
Nothing happened, okay? I mean, we made out.
Promise.
We made out.
Your leg okay. was kind of high.
My leg
yeah,
was
it was
my
super high.
It was up there. Gymnastics.
But nothing happened. You were just stretching. You were stretching.
She was stretching.
Yeah, I was stretching. I was getting ready for bed.
Okay.
But we did not have sex the first night.
The first night.
The second night.
Maybe not the second either. Maybe a little
later. A little further.
I mean, you guys will see when I have sex for the first time on this show.
They'll show it.
They will show it.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't the first night.
But that was a nice little makeout session.
It was.
Cuddle.
We rolled around a little bit. Did some gymnastics. Yeah. It was fun.
Okay. Dang, I wish I could.
And Angela,
the mic.
Angela, when you saw Tarai, did a little, you know, thought come out and was like, you know what? He kind of looks like my ex. A lot.
You know what? No, I didn't think he looked like my ex at all.
What?
I thought he was a major upgrade. I mean,
to be honest, like at first I was like, okay, yeah, they do look alike, but I know Derek really well. I was on his season,
yeah.
and knowing him, they're completely different people. They don't really look alike once you're like...
Once you're on.
Right. When you see them, like maybe you think
personal.
So, but like once you know both of them, it's like, okay, no.
Tarai is like opposites. Three times the size of Derek. Let's talk about that. Derek is so little next to Tarai.
He's
so,
a bigger guy, sure.
Tarai is fucking huge. He's like the
huge.
Biggest man I've ever seen in my life.
I just...
Wow.
He's huge. He's like the Hulk.
So, I mean, but obviously you have a type.
I do have a type.
You have a type.
It's
you said you like the chocolate guys.
I do.
And you said that, you know, even in the segment, we saw that.
Yeah.
So the fact that they look similar, it shouldn't be a coincidence.
Yeah.
Because you have a type.
I do have a type,
like
and I think I'm allowed to have a type.
You absolutely
yeah.
are.
Totally fine. Yeah.
I'm about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not chocolate enough. type, so that's not going to work for me. Moving on. So we
putting
see.
It out to the universe, right?
I mean, you know, shoot my shot, kind of, but not really. So we
like
see. We see Romeo show up as a host. So shout out to Romeo.
He should have been a housemate.
I wish.
Yeah.
Right.
How
would have been like sign me up
girl.
Next time.
No, he irritated me.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
So I wanted
I
to
feel
know.
Like he was coming after me every day.
Romeo.
I wanted,
yes! Yeah. Like, no, he irritates me.
I wanted to know
he
how...
He walks all slow, like... And I'm like, okay, get out of here.
Get out of here. How was he... I mean, was he around you guys a lot, or was he just around certain times?
He was around certain times. He wasn't around all the time, but he popped up. And when he popped up, we knew something was going to go down. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It was always bad. I hated seeing him.
It was always
every time
he
showed
bad
up,
news.
I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Bad news. Okay.
He was around for his segments.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And to get the tea, basically.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So I want to get to, we do see that there is a chance that you kind of talk, the exes that do show up, they do talk. So we saw Lexi and Pauly talk and, it looks like Pauly cheated, on Lexi and she was upset about that and kind of rehashed that. And then of course we see Angela and Derek talk and it was more yelling than speaking,
in front of everybody too.
Right.
In front of everybody on the beach.
Yeah.
They were outside. She used her outside voice.
We were in public.
Voice.
Yeah. We were in public.
Thank you. I used my outside voice in an outside
very
voice.
Much so. I want to get into, Anthony, if you can give us the news and gossip, theme song, please. Because I want to divert to Nino, because I wanted to get into this because we do see a situation where they kind of do a chart.
Right.
And we see that there was a chart between Derek, and then we see Angela, and then we see Alicia, and there's a lot going on. So you got something to talk about.
And we see Alicia Comey. She's going to be on the show, right?
Yeah.
We'll see her, we see her coming or whatnot.
I don't
know
what talking about.
She's like, I don't know her.
Yeah.
On the Twitter sphere, obviously, your fans talk, her fans talk. There, you know, there's going to be some interaction.
Yeah.
Was there a fight this season that led up to something crazy bigger? Was this like an ongoing thing as you throughout the whole time?
Well, no, there was a fight before.
No, there was a fight before, but I'm talking about like currently during this season because a lot of people were talking and saying that y'all went head to head again.
But I
want to
know about the
happened.
Fight before.
You want to know? Okay.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the fight before
so
that led to this fight.
Yeah.
Okay. So me and Alicia met in New York City when I was with Derek, and I was with him for the premiere of Dirty 30.
Okay.
She crossed me the wrong way. She had an attitude with me. So the next time I saw her after that incident, I was like, look, my name is Angela. Let's introduce each other like the right way. Mm-hmm. And she was not having it. So that's when I knew something was going on between her and Derek. And I was just not having it, so I swung at her and mopped her.
Oh, so that
So you won that fight?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I said, introduce yourself to me properly or take this ass whooping. And she started yelling, so I was like, all right, you're gonna take this ass whooping, take it then.
So how'd that continue on the beach, or do we have to wait to see that?
So me and Alicia have a major moment this season, and it's gonna be really.
I think people were talking about that on Twitter already. Okay.
Yeah. So there is gonna be a moment with me and Alicia where we come head to head.
Okay.
You guys will see. Yeah. And that's the first time I saw her since I mopped her across the hotel lobby.
Wow. Yeah. You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Anthony, for that. Oh my gosh.
I'm telling you, Twitter has everything.
Everything.
So if you really dive deep in,
right,
you'll see what they were going through when they, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So let's get into, we do see there's a kind of a Chase and Victoria. I want to know, since you all are here, obviously, we have other castmates that are there. Did you get along with, not the exes, I know that your exes were whatever, but with the other castmates that were there, was everyone pretty much cool? Did you guys, like, vibe? Obviously, I know Angela, you and Torai vibed a lot. But did you, like, you know, Taylor, did you vibe with everybody? I mean, were you cool? I mean, I know we see a little something-something with Corey. What's up with Corey?
Ooh, the silence.
Yeah. Why is there silence? Like,
I don't know. You'll see.
Okay.
You'll see.
Okay. We see you guys flirting a little bit.
Yes.
Okay.
There was some flirtation before the show on via Instagram.
Via Instagram.
So, like, the first time seeing him and him seeing me, it was kind of like, okay. Mm-hmm. You know, so it was like, I don't know. We were flirting for quite a while back and forth, like, randomly.
Before you were on the show.
Yeah. And then... So when we saw each other, it was pretty easy to just, like, immediately click.
So you didn't know who was going to be on this cast for the show?
Well, you knew Corey was going to be on there.
You
had to know.
I know some people might have known.
I did know Corey. Okay. I will admit that. I knew Corey was going to be on.
And you guys kissed in this first episode.
Yes.
And he basically said, you need to kiss me in my mouth.
And that's what I did.
That's damn aggressive.
She was like, okay. I thought that was just funny. Like, I was like, if I use that line.
I mean, like, I said, we were drinking and it was like
6 hours.
6 hours. Of
6 hours.
Yeah, so you
literally
can't use
stuck
it at the
in
bar.
A van. You haven't seen people in 5 days. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's like a long time.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So when we get to the end of this whole situation, the episode, I should say, we do see it goes back to Derek and Angela. And you go to this special place that we're going to, you know, find out, the Shack of Secrets.
Yeah.
Which I think is a terrible name. I think it's hilarious.
We'll call it the SOS.
Because the Shack of Secrets just sounds funny to me. Mm-hmm. But you go down to the SOS. We don't see what happens, but we see that basically Angela gets to go through Derek's phone for a period of time. And I feel like, in my opinion, that's like salt in a wound. Like, you guys are exes for a reason.
Yeah, right.
So to do something like that, it's going to open up a new wound. And I feel like this is going to be a constant theme throughout all of the exes that are coming up. And so when you guys went down there and that happened, you got very emotional. Started crying.
I did.
What was going through your head at that point in time?
I didn't want to see what I knew I was about to see.
Okay.
Like you said, it's opening a wound, like throwing salt on it. Like, it's just not something that I want to deal with. I put that in the past. Once I'm done with somebody, I block them and I forget about them.
How long was that gap from you guys breaking up and seeing him on the beach?
It was like 3 to 4 months.
Okay.
So it was still fresh.
Yeah, it was still very fresh.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I didn't want to see it. And that's why I was like, do I have to do it? And they were like, yeah, you got to look the worst.
Because I know people online, all the viewers are going to say, oh, if she's over him, why is she crying all the time? So what do you have to say to that?
I mean, it was still very new to me.
Mm-hmm.
The breakup was very new. I was still dealing with it every day.
Mm.
And I had to go through something very personal for him and for me. And I found out my truth in that Shack of Secrets, unfortunately. So that's why I was so emotional.
And that's tough because it's like, you don't want to do it, but when you have the opportunity, you're going to take that opportunity.
You're going
to
take it.
To do it.
I mean, seek and ye shall find.
Well,
like, that's
and this
happened.
Is like your ex. This is somebody you spent time with and you fell for and whatever. So looking at anything that is going to hurt you regardless of what time, it, you know, it's gonna hurt you.
Yeah, no matter who it is or no matter what situation, you'd be keen to like, yeah, I'm gonna check it out because I really want to know. Yeah. Although I shouldn't for my mental state of being. Exactly. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Right, but you want to know, so you're gonna do it.
Yeah. So we got the live chat up, and then it's like popping right now.
It is popping right
now. So a lot of people, I saw some, it's already gone, but they said, I like Angela now. Like, as opposed to, I guess, from your Bad Girls
Club. Yeah, a lot of people did not like me at all. I had a bad rep on Bad Girls Club. Mm-hmm. People just hated me for how I acted, and now I'm just, like, super real with everything that I do, and I think that's appreciated now.
Word. Also, we have some people that say they want to see that Alicia and Angela fight.
Which one?
Right, exactly. They didn't specify, but sounds like that's something on the radar.
Yeah.
I want to kind of figure out, because obviously, kind of going back to the beginning, you guys were duped, you know, on this.
Yeah.
You didn't know that your exes obviously were going to show up. You thought you were going on this magical vacation and you're going to meet some new people, correct? Mm-hmm. Did you really feel played, you know, being because the exes were coming? Or were you like, I kind of expected something to happen?
I felt played, personally. I felt personally victimized by MTV. Okay.
Raise your hand. I felt played. I mean, I'm both.
Because your ex didn't come up yet. So how were you feeling when you saw everybody else's ex come up? Was your stomach, like, rumbling and, like,
Stomach was rumbling because, like, as soon as I saw, like, what was going on, I was like, okay, I know who's coming for me. Like, I immediately knew. Right away. I knew, yeah.
Were there
just a matter of, like, him saying yeah to coming, basically. And I'm like, okay, I know who it's going to be, and it's going to be bad. So
you were already anticipating that.
Were there any exes for either of you guys that you were kind of hoping would come in to maybe rekindle anything?
No.
Oh, absolutely
fuck
not.
No.
Oh.
Nope.
That's a cut right there.
All my exes, I was like, no thanks.
No.
There's a reason I'm on a new dating show. It's not for my exes.
So, obviously, what do we have? We have 1, 2, 3, 4. So, we have about 10 people that are on the show. Did you find, obviously, Angela, I know that you had kind of staked your claim. It seems like we see that you know, getting chummy with Mr. Corey.
Chummy.
Is that British? Nice. I don't know. It just came to me for whatever reason. Was there a situation, like, obviously, you, Taylor, you had been in the Are You the One household, and you kind of been to that experience.
Right.
Did you find that it was similar with Are You the One as opposed to, I mean, obviously, Are You the One is a different agenda, right? You're trying to find your match.
You're trying to find somebody,
and then you're going to win money. In this case, you're just kind of there dealing with the reality of what's going on.
Yeah, it was very similar walking in. The thing was, there was less people, and I was like, okay, like, obviously I know who I'm attracted to immediately. But I was kind of, like, going into it, I was like, okay, I'm just going to go in and, like, have fun, like, try to, like, get to know people. Was that the case? Like, I don't know. You'll see. But, like, yeah, it was kind of the same. But for me, I was, like, kind of putting up a wall a little bit just because I got hurt on Are You the One. So,
right.
Yeah.
Word. I'm looking at the live chat again. People are loving you, Angela.
Really?
They're like, it's like, I don't know what your experience
on Bad. I was really hated on Bad Girls Club. Like, the most.
I remember
hated.
Your season. Yeah. She was very disliked.
I never saw her. No. So I'm like,
I was terrible.
She's just my friend.
And I'm like, that. I admit
you
that,
own that.
That I was bad. I was on Bad Girls Club. I did some things that I totally regret.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm, you know, just Angela now. Yeah. Just super real. And everything is fake, but whatever comes out of my mouth, according to MTV.
You didn't say those things.
No,
MTV said those things.
That's tough, though, because everyone here is known for something or whatnot, even if they're just coming from, like, say, the internet or being a social influencer, they're known for something. So there's already prejudgment even before you come into a house versus like something like AYT or Bad Girls Club. They didn't know you beforehand, but now they know who you are. So there's already prejudgment.
Oh, you're already either hated or liked. Yeah. Right. You have one or the other. And
so like, how did you guys come mentally prepared for like saying, okay, I'm back on this another reality show. How do I change your perspective? Or were you just like, I'm going to just do me and see how it goes?
I was just going to do me this time. Yeah. I wasn't going to let anybody bully me or me bully anybody. I think I had something to prove on Bad Girls Club, and it was just like, I have to be the biggest, baddest girl. Mm-hmm. And now that has changed, and I'm just me all the time. Mm-hmm. So I think that's why the perspective has changed.
Okay. Right. For me, I was like, the last time I was on TV before I went on this was really bad. And
we clarified that on our show, though. So we got the tea about what happened. So
no, what pissed me off about that was, like, it was a lot of, like, cutting things out. Right. And like, I think the guys that were here on that episode actually said that as well.
Yeah.
That's what pissed me off a lot, because, like, I don't freak out for no reason. Mm-hmm. If I'm going to freak out, it's for a reason. And so I had a bad rep kind of going into this show. So, like, I already know people are going to hate me, but, like, I really don't care. Mm-hmm. Like, I've never cared if somebody, you know, it's been that way my whole life. People don't like me. It's fine. But for this, I was kind of like, okay, I'm just going to go in me. Mm-hmm. And if people don't fucking like it, then whatever. Like, that's it. But
speaking of like, you actually, and I can say this because we saw this on the previews, right. But you have three exes coming.
Yeah.
So you have, we see Andre, mm-hmm. We see, who else?
Joe.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Joe. We had him last time in the bathtub.
Let's not shout out.
Wow, we can't shout out anybody.
We're not doing shout
out right now. And we see Cameron. Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, we're going to see kind of what unfolds with that. Right. But it seems like you had a tough time with having three exes there. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I had a tough time. I think I went into it thinking that I was friends with a few of them. And mm-hmm. then coming out, I clearly was not. It was not the same. Obviously, I fucking hate Andre. Like, so everybody knows that. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I don't know. Oof. I don't know. It's a lot for me. I mean, you saw it. You could.
Oh, I did see it.
It's bad.
I'm really looking forward to kind of seeing how that unfolds.
Right.
Going through this experience, obviously, we're going to see what happens. But do you feel like you were, like, looking back at it now? Do you feel like that it was worth going through this? Did you get some closure on some situations? Because I feel like if you run into your ex, a lot of times you can get closure in a situation like this mm-hmm. that maybe you didn't get before. Do you feel like you got any closure?
Me?
Yes.
Yes. I 100% know, like, that I got closure. That's all I needed. Before that, I was like, it was kind of open still. Like, mm-hmm. so yeah, I know I got closure with the people I needed to get closure with. And for me, it was a good experience overall.
Right.
Yeah.
What about you, Angela?
I mean, I have the first day that I filmed tatted on my body. It was a great experience for me. But me and Derek weren't so, like, cut and dry. Mm-hmm. And it's not what you think it's going to be. Mm-hmm. We have our ups and downs mm-hmm. throughout this whole journey. But overall, you know, I did get my closure on that situation, and I'm happy.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Interesting. I think it was a good time to get into predictions. Let's get into predictions. Let's go.
Cool. Let's go. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Predictions under the crystal.
Yeah. I know, it's funny.
So we kind of have to do this on our own because you guys know what happened. Right. Yeah, so you can't tell
I might
us,
be looking at y'all to
see if
I'm predicting is right.
So, I have a poker face, all right?
I'm going to divert to my team. Okay. So first of all, what do you feel like is going to happen with the overall exes as far as the show's concerned?
I feel like there's going to be a jealousy situation where one of the, you know, the single people are going to see an ex that they want, mm-hmm. but that ex of that ex is mm-hmm. going to be like, I don't know if I like that situation.
Right.
And I might try to stop that and see what happens. I feel like it's going to be like crossing. You know what I mean?
Right.
You never what?
You never want your ex to be happy and move on.
You never want to see it in front of your face either.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I would stir that shit up.
Oh, see?
Everybody feels that way, too. Yeah. Everybody feels that way.
Yeah. Okay. This is the honest truth, because you can't, once again, run away from it because you're at that house 24/7
right
there in front of them. So I feel like there's going to be a lot of that cross, the ex-type paths, and there's going to be a lot of bickering about that or whatnot. Mm-hmm. Like I said before, the whole Angela and Alicia situation is going to be a situation that I, you know, definitely want to see.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. I think that... See, I'm just...
She's trying to have a straight face.
I really think that someone is going to hook up with their ex. Someone in the studio.
Oh.
I kind of don't think Taylor, just because she's like, I hate them so much. Yeah. But you know what? They're like piping her with alcohol. So she might just be like, oh, I miss you.
Right. It could be a momentarily slip of, you know, like,
but definitely
of judgment.
someone's gonna slip up and just hook up with the ex and then try to lie
so
about it.
So you're saying one of us too?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Well, I feel like we saw.
I know who that is. Yeah.
I feel like
I missed it.
No, it was quick, but I feel like I could be super wrong.
Okay.
I mean, I got new contacts, but I could be super wrong. I thought I saw Angela kissing Derek.
Ooh.
That's what I thought I saw in the previews.
Me?
In the when you know when they say
I'm
this
trying to
season
read it
on,
so bad right now.
This season on. I could have sworn I saw him this season on. I'm looking at Tarai. Right,
like,
he's not giving
and
me
you
anything.
You know, it's funny that a lot of these exes look like the current little prospect in the house. I'm like, you guys just
hey.
It's a cycle
hey.
That they hey. Cannot break.
I tell you, MTV's so, casting's like on.
MTV casting is on.
They
point.
Do kind of like resemble each other.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, everybody they kind of like goes about their new way.
There's a mesh somewhere there. Yeah.
So yeah.
Interesting. I agree with you. Mm-hmm. I think that there's definitely going to be a hookup with an ex.
Right.
For sure. Like, I feel like it's just bound to happen. Like, that's just going to be good TV. And I think that's going to create drama because I feel like everyone that's in the house is kind of filling each other. Like, the cast members that were there originally. So I feel like that's going to create a lot of drama because... Mm-hmm. The new guy or new girl is going to be like, why are you looking up with
a lot
ex?
Of these new people are plan B and not even knowing it right now.
Yeah.
So
I want to know y'all though, like all the people that are watching out there who are going to download the podcast, who are going to watch us on YouTube or are currently watching us right now, leave a comment below. Let us know what you think is going to happen. Cause I want to kind of read those, read those through.
We read those.
And see what you guys think. Cause that might spark up something within us to ask the next guest as well too. So,
absolutely.
You know, you can download us on iTunes. You can watch us on YouTube or whatnot. You can always leave those comments, rate us, let us know what you think about the show and how excited you guys are to see what's going to happen on X on the Beach.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's going to get really juicy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's going to get really juicy. I think we got a little taste with the first episode, but I think the more the X's come in, I think the more it's going to get spicy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For and sure. Like they said, there's multiple and there's a lot of exes coming through. So
a lot of exes.
It's about to be a situation.
Super situation. I'm excited. Yeah. First of all, I want to thank our guests for stopping by. Angela and Taylor, get up for them for coming through and spill a little tea. I'm excited about what's going to take place because I really think that is going to get really, really crazy. And if it's anything like the UK one, it's going down.
Yeah.
For sure. For
it
sure.
Better be, ladies.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the UK one. I don't know.
What?
It's a lot.
No, neither
look
one.
Look
it up.
Have we?
It's really good.
It's a whole lot.
It's very raunchy. All I know is it's very sexual.
Yes.
But it's still so classy because it's like, oh, Megan's such a slag. And I'm like,
the way they talk. It's like an instant accent that just make everything classy.
Yeah.
But that's so funny. Like, they have a classy accent and then they're still doing crazy raunchy stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's because we can't understand, like, the bad language that's coming out of it.
Right. Because it sounds like it's good.
Exactly.
Yeah. If you say you're a slag, I'm like, thank you. And that's probably like a terrible thing.
They call each other donut. That shop, you donut. And I'm like, thank you.
And that's not good.
No.
Okay.
The donut's not good. Oh, okay. I have to make sure. Remember that. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's been our show. We want to thank you so much for tuning in. Super excited about this season. As Nino said, make sure you comment on the YouTube video. Make sure you let us know what you want to hear. Let us know what guests you want.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know who you want to talk to. Us. And get like, I mean, we're going to have Tori back. Don't worry. He's here. He's going to come back. He's going to be on the hot seat. Trust and believe. He's over there. He did this with the whole time. Like, exactly. The whole time we were talking. But I can't wait to talk to him in the future. But yeah, this is your boy, Lim Gonzalez. You can find me everywhere on social media at The Poet Saint. You can also check out my website, stayonthemic.com. Melody, where you at?
Hey, guys. You know, you can already... See, it's been a while. Sorry. Yeah. You already know you can find me everywhere at Melody_Rose.
Hey, yo, it's your boy, Nino. You can catch me at Nino Lanier on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, all that good stuff. My shout out of the week for a fan goes to Jeff Colvin. He's been following us on Twitter, getting ready for the show, really wanting to watch.
Oh, yeah, shout out to Jeff.
You know,
he's
shout out to Jeff.
Right.
So if y'all, you know, interact with us, let us know what's up because we want to talk to you guys and we see you guys and we want to know what you think and what's up for the show and all that good stuff. So
definitely
follow the show.
And Taylor, where can we find you?
What do you mean?
Social media.
At my house?
I know. I'm like, I'm down the street. Taylor.Selfridge on Instagram and then on Twitter, Taylor Your Secret.
Awesome.
Yes.
Angela, where are you at?
at Angela Babich at everything.
At everything. At everything. I love her snatch. She just be snatching everything. Yeah, just be grabbing. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you tune in next week because, of course, we're going to have another guest. Maybe multiple guests. You don't know. But make sure you tune in. Stay with us. It's going to be a crazy season. Until then, peace.
Bye. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.